Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. We're here in Roanoke Conference in Ocean Shores, Washington. Lots of different conservatives around here just hanging out, from what you might say ultra-conservative to moderate conservative. And so we're just having a great time. I have Mr. Jeb with me today. Jeb, introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Jeb Brewer. So I ran for Congress this past election cycle in 2024. For the first congressional district, which is Snohomish and King counties for the most part.
And I hear you did fairly well. We've got to figure out how to get those numbers up, but we're getting it moved there. A little bit about your family or your passions, whatever you'd like to share.
Yeah, so been in Washington for about 21 years now. Got a happily married for 28 years. Got four kids, young adults mostly now.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, my passions are still really trying to improve the world around us. You know, my background's kind of manufacturing process improvement, right. Lean manufacturing. So when I look at our government and I look what's going on, I look how we are wasting money or wasting, you know, our natural resources. And for me, that's just a passion that we got to change and improve that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Which is, that's why I've got involved in politics or tried to get involved in politics.
Yeah, and this is where I ran for office too, and I didn't quite make it as well. But I look at it and it's like, it just seems like that we end up getting better and better players into the field so we can start moving this voice forward. And what would you say your primary concern is for the state as a whole, and any hopes and dreams that you have that for the future?
Sure. Well, you know, the state as a whole, you know, it's, I don't think we have a balance in this state. And fortunately, you know, as we've seen, you know, we haven't had, you know, Republican leadership, you know, in Olympia in a long time. You know, I think we've swung too far to one side. You know, we've seen the homelessness. I mean, hey, when I moved out here 20 years ago, you know, me and my family push a stroller around, you know, downtown Pike Street Market and stuff like that. I would not do that today.
Right.
You know, and trying to change that back, bring back what, you know, is a safety and comfort. You know, we need to be getting back to that.
Absolutely. Well, great. Any closing remarks as we close off today?
No, you know, I'm just really excited about what's going on here. I'm excited about the changes. I'm, you know, meeting some great people. There's some great ideas how we can kind of change our strategy, you know, as conservatives moving forward. And I think there's going to be some pretty big impacts.
That's great. Well, you heard it from Jeb today. We're at the Rona Conference here in Ocean Shores. As conservatives, we're getting together and strategizing what we can do to make our state a little bit better. And his concern was safety. How do we have safety in our communities? This is where I think it's really important, is that we have moved from a one flavor, one tone conservative party to saying housing, safety, you know, lawlessness, our schools, our education. These things are so important. So if you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do that, the Google Play or Apple App Store. It is a huddle for us as conservatives to get together and brainstorm how we take back our communities and love our neighbor. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.